part of why we sustain our practice over several days is because the tendency of our mind to make conclusions and then form narratives about our experiences so fast and furious. And one of those conclusions and narratives tends to be tends to be negative, because at the first part of almost any practice period, the first insights are usually bad news. Bad news in the sense of, not really bad news, but our bodies hurt, our minds are restless, just a much more unsettled. And it's easy to make a conclusion about something about you and your practice based on this very small sample size. And it's also true that as you settle in this, and even the difficulties, as I said before, become the manure of practice, you find that you will find that your mind and body come into harmony. When they mind and body come together, there is harmonization, there is calming, there is a focus that comes. And it's easy to, because the first day can be a little bit challenging, to miss that fruit, and to miss the being able to savor and enjoy and marinate the mind being in the same location as the body for a sustained period. So that commitment to stay with it and to not make any conclusions about these early insights, hopefully, but just to notice them. Body is unpleasant. And if we can, even without giving the formal instruction on what's called Vedana or feeling tone, just notice when it's unpleasant right off the bat. Just see if you can make a little space for the unpleasant. And not thinking that the unpleasant is a problem to be solved. And not thinking that the pleasant is to be clung to. Nothing's to be clung to. That's the heart of the teaching, is there's nothing whatsoever that should be clung to as I or mine or me. In fact, the Buddha said whoever's heard that teaching has heard the whole teaching. Whoever has practiced it has practiced the entire teaching. Whoever realizes the fruit of that is realize the fruit of the teaching. Nothing whatsoever to be clung to as I and mine. But really the clinging part is, and one of the ways we cling is we make conclusions. The conclusions become part of our narrative. And we have amazing narratives, all of us. We know so much about ourselves. That's our narrative. But we don't know ourselves so well directly. So this practice is not to know about yourself. It's to know yourself directly, to feel that presence of awareness. Not the historical sense of yourself, but the immediate sense. So we continue again, taking that posture that's upright yet relaxed. I'm continuing, even in this sitting, to shift from side to side, front to back, till I find that center point. And then shifting my attention, letting my eyes close softly and shifting my attention to the immediate felt sense of the body. And so I've stepped out of the idea of my body to the feeling of it. I'm feeling it as a field of sensations. It's an elemental experience. rear end may feel heaviness or hardness, pressure, air element vibration, fire element temperature, water element moisture or cohesion. Earth depends on the water for the cohesion. Water depends on the fire for the proper viscosity, solidity. The air regulates the fire. We experience directly back to nature, not in nature, not out in nature, we are nature. We feel this not as an idea, but as a direct experience. Either the whole sitting body filling our awareness, or awareness filling our sitting body, or gathering our attention to the touch of the hands, whatever they're touching, or touching each other. Or connecting with and sustaining through the duration of the body's in-breath and out-breath, breath by breath. Utilizing these qualities of mind that are the secret to intimacy with life, this capacity to gather our attention and to sustain it. That same quality that we bring to a conversation with someone, we put all our attention on that meeting, and we try to sustain attention to that meeting. And so we do this with our body and our mind. Gather, hear, and sustain. Feeling our sitting body, breathing body, without any need to defend or protect or justify, just being lucidly aware, embodied. And remaining undistracted, aware of our primary anchor, whatever it might be, as long as that lasts. And then if and when you find that you've drifted into the world of the imagined past or future, fantasy, at whatever point that you become aware of having drifted, appreciating that, celebrating that moment of mindful attention, returning. And then in support of staying anchored to the living present, we connect again with our primary anchor. We gently, gently put the puppy back on the paper. Aware, supported by the anchor of the body, our breath. Just this moment. Just this experience of our home base. matter how many times or for however long you realize you've been lost in thought, each one of those moments of recognition is a moment of re-arising awareness, waking up to where we are, what we're doing, what's happening. These are the pinnacle of our practice. No higher mountain to climb. So appreciate that moment of recognition, of reawakening, reorientation to real time, and relax, and in support of remaining anchored to the living present, we connect again with our body, which is always here. Whole body, hands, breath. And we gather and we sustain our attention, our primary anchor, as long as it lasts. And if you notice that there's strain or struggle or sense of sinking mind and dullness, just notice that. But feel free to refresh yourself and begin again. Very mindfully changing your posture if necessary, and recognizing that every moment is a new beginning. You can always begin again. Past has passed. The future is just an idea. There's just this. Fresh. Empty, open. Just this moment.